Thank you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you for these lips you've given us to praise your Son. Thank you that we lift up his name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, your banner over us is love. Thank you, God, that you woo us in your love, and you've brought us here and drawn us because of your love. Lord, we do just look to you, and we need it more. Yes, we need to have that confidence of the love of Christ and the knowledge of the love of Christ in our lives, and understanding it's because of how for us you are that nothing can be against us. You've told us, Lord, we're the apple of your eye. When will we really believe? Lord, you called us and you've said, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Lord, let us know that you're talking to me. Oh, thank you. Lord, thank you, God, that these aren't just words on a page. It doesn't come from a study book or a study course. It's from the very heart of your Son. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the ministering word of the lover of our soul. Lord, I thank you. You've given us an ear to hear, but Lord, you've given us a heart to receive. Lord, truly this day, cause hearts to break. Lord, cause us to fall in love. Cause us to get past what we see with our eyes, what we sense or feel with our being. And Lord, begin to have confidence in you. That Lord, that you withhold nothing good from us. That Lord, you're faithful beyond to us. And Lord, that you always provide. And in that provision, God, you give us exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You open your Bibles today to Psalm 63. That's Psalm 63. And I was remembering back, Brother Hill's telling that story of his sister. And she was so concerned as she came out as he was beginning to pastor this church and be encouraged of the Lord and bringing forth the word of God. And she said now, and she was very concerned. She was very sincere in telling him. Now, Duluth, I got something to tell you. You need to listen to me. She said, now, Duluth, you appreciate you love the word of God. Appreciate you love and know the grace of God. But you really shouldn't preach that grace so much because these people are going to think that they can do anything. Do you hear that? She said, you got to be careful with what you're doing there. They're going to think that they're just free to do anything that they want. Now, I know that broke his heart. Because even hearing something like that today in my heart, it breaks my heart. And I don't mean this to be condescending, but it's sad when the children of God are so ignorant, fearful, reluctant, maybe just proud to really embrace all the grace of God. Amen? There's a reason he gave us all grace, because he gave us all grace for all things, right? And he gave it to us always for all things, didn't he? Right? That we would exceedingly abound in everything that we would face. That it's the sufficiency. It's so exceedingly sufficient for anything and everything we come up against in life. We've got it made because we have all the grace of God. And it's not something that he's giving. He gave it. We have it freely. We have the fullness of it. And I thank God in Jesus' name. That's why it says we go boldly to the throne of grace. Amen? Yes. And I always encourage you to obtain mercy. Very first thing, praising the Lord. It's that double portion, grace, mercy, love, help, always in my time of need, which I thank God I need him always. And you do too. But here she says this to him and it struck my heart, and I thought, well, Lord, is this why you have me over here in Psalm 63? I guess it is, because we're going to hear about and hear from the greatest preacher of grace in the Old Testament. And here's what the greatest preacher of grace in the Old Testament said about grace. And here's what grace brought to his life in verse 3 and 4. And this is David, the greatest preacher of the grace of God in the Old Testament. He said, because thy loving kindness, now listen to this, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Now, why did all those things happen? Why did all of that come through him? How did it begin? Because of thy loving kindness. That word translates in the Hebrew, because of thy grace and mercy. Think of those things that just come right out. First and foremost, he lets it be known. It's better than life. It's beyond. Grace and mercy. It's better than life. It's beyond. Now, because of that grace and mercy, my lips shall praise thee. Because of grace and mercy. And then he says, thus will I bless thee while I live. You think about that, blessing the Lord. Oh, how he's blessed me. But now I'm blessing the Lord while I live. How did that happen? Because of his grace and mercy. And then finally, that wondrous surrender, that praise, that joy. I just lift up my hands in thy name. Now, you often hear me say this, and I want you to know, grace is not our excuse to fail. It's not. Grace is not the reason that we would live cavalier in heart and be complacent to the things of God, to a life living pleasing to God. Grace is our inspiration, isn't it? Grace, praise God, is our motivation. Grace is the reason we do yield and submit and surrender to the Lord. And I ask you this, brothers and sisters, didn't the Lord Jesus win your heart with his love? I can tell you that. Whether I was 4 or 5, whatever I was, I knew Jesus loved me. And I know that the reason I took him as my Savior, it wasn't fear about going to hell. It's because I knew Jesus loved me. I knew he died for me. And isn't that how he drew you here today? It's the love, isn't it? Praise the Lord. You know what you're coming here to hear. If you're visiting the first day, get ready. You're going to hear about the love of Christ. Because the Word of God tells you that we would know the love of Christ. And not just know it, but know it in every dimension of it. How deep and how wide, how immense, how never ending it is, how glorious, how powerful, where it wants to set you, what it will give you, what it's even given you as a child of God. It's given you, praise God, the very life to rule and reign jointly together with Jesus Christ. You have that life. It just needs to grow up. It must be fed. Amen. Just like we have young children in this church. We love them. They're awesome, beautiful. But as parents, we still want that child to grow up. And we want them to grow up healthy. We want them to grow up with all of the things that they need to fully blossom into whatever they could be. Young man came in my office today. He's having some different issues and different things like that. It's hard to be a young person. It's always hard to be a young person. It was hard to be a young person when I was a young person, you know, 40 years ago. Or maybe more than that now. But it's not easy. Growing up's a difficult thing. We understand that. But I'll tell you what, you got to grow up. And you have a choice. And the enemy and this world and the things that are getting at us, and even as Christians, everything's to be complacent. Everything is to just quit fighting. Everything doesn't matter. Everything is about, well, Everything, in a sense, is about you. About what makes you feel good, what makes you feel important, what you want to do. I'm so thankful that I listened to this. That this came into my heart. You know what's better in life? The loving kindness of our God. I mean, it is. And you know it is. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't know it was. It's just, Lord, grow me up more and more in it. Don't let me be distracted. Don't let me even have one moment where I'm letting down. I want to hear this more and more and more. I just want to praise you for your grace and mercy. I know what you've dealt with here. I know the man I am but for you. I thank you, Lord, how you've kept me. I thank God how that life that you've given. I could have been destroyed. I could have been dead so many times. I could have been anywhere else but here. But I wasn't going to be anywhere else but here. You understand that, how that works, don't you? You ain't going to be anywhere else but here. See, praise be to God. Now, what he's telling us here is, I love you. And I believe we're here as Christians today. We want great faith, don't we? We want to yield to God, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. I know you do. You're a tender bunch. He put us together. We're tender to come after him. We're not measuring ourselves against ourselves. We're not comparing ourselves against ourselves. Thanks be to God. I believe he broke that from this place. It took a lot of time. I thank God, as the brother said, you know, Brother Hill came out here and it was like he was at a farm. It had a lot of potential, but it had all these trees and stumps. Thank God that the Lord had him to be patient. I know he wanted to quit a lot of times. Removing a lot of stumps. And it wasn't about a person doing that, but it's faith that does that. And oh my, what God has given us, brethren. And help us to truly be an honoring bunch, a thankful bunch. What we've been given, oh my goodness. We've got such a fertile land. All the tools have been left to us, all the supplies. How could we not tend it? How could we not even appreciate it more? And say, Lord, thank you for this abundance and let us care for it in the same way. Get rid of every root of bitterness. Amen. In 11, oh my goodness, that ain't getting in here. Not by the grace of God. We're going to stay with the stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, over here in Galatians, here's if you want more faith and if you want to yield to God. And if it's not working in your life, here's the reason it's not. And this is Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision has any power, availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. So it doesn't matter what you physically do. It doesn't matter what you physically think that you could bring to God or have favor with God in any act, any event of your life, any decision that you think you could do or make. None of that has any power. None of it avails anything. But there is one thing that does. Faith. But how does faith work? By love. It's huge. It's huge. See, oftentimes we can deceive ourselves that we're believing God, but we're not in love in believing God. We're going to believe God for something or be hardened believing God for something, but the love's not working. And you always have to go back to Corinthians 13. I could have faith to move mountains, go through a lot of other ones. I like having faith to move mountains. I'm sure you do too. I like to believe God. But it says, but without love, how much does it profit you? Zero. Zero. Love's going to work effectually. There's an effectual working that's going on here today, and I know there is. It's because the love of Christ's here. It's not because of me, it's not because of you, it's because of the faithfulness of God. It's because we enter here believing the Lord for his grace and mercy and thanking the Lord for his love to us and understanding the word of God and thanking God that, Lord, I want that what you want. And I'll tell you what, when Jesus has a conversation that he lets you know about that he's having with his dad, and he says, Dad, as I love you and you love me, Let them love one another. It doesn't get any more personal than that. Jesus privily in John, he let us hear him speaking to his Father and his Father speaking to him. It was vitally important. The Holy Spirit was coming. The one that would do it and work it in us. The one that would take that love and shed it abroad. That we could come here today and, yeah, we could hear the word of the Lord. And we can walk in. We have enlightened eyes of understanding. I see them looking at me and looking at you. And that's all by his grace and all by the power of his might. And he draws us in and he gives us that one hope and one faith. We're in one accord. We're in one place today, praise the Lord. We're in an upper room. We're waiting for the sound of the trumpet. But this faith, brothers and sisters, it's the love of God that works it. You want great faith, you want to yield to God, it's going to be one way. It's going to be immersed in his grace and mercy. You get immersed in his grace and mercy, you're going to believe God and everything he's told you. Oh, yes. You're going to believe God and everything that he's promised you. You're not going to have a hard time believing God because you're going to realize and recognize it's all because of his grace and his mercy. That's why nothing else avails anything. This is why we need to hear this and feed upon this constantly. Because we are weak. The Lord put us in these bodies that we can't remember stuff 5 minutes ago a lot of times. We always like to go back to our old habits. We like to circle back, get back to our comfort, whatever it is. But there's something about the Word of God that pulls us out. There's something about the Word of God that says, no, I'm not going to let that happen. See, it's that eagle. Stirs the nest up. You're built for one thing. I said it Friday. To fly. Amen. 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 And I'll tell you what. Those with a crown. You're at the holding short. And lining up and waiting. That's what they tell you now. You line up and wait. We're getting ready for a blast off. But it's the truth, see. And the Lord's going to show you. And you're going to fly now if you're going to fly to see him. And it's the truth. You fly in spirit and you fly in heart. But the Lord's going to show you that all that comfort that you thought, the things that you needed. Oh no. Just like that mama eagle. She starts to pull out the fluffy stuff. Yep, this was convenient for a while. But there's no more hothouse here. And then you know how those eagles do it, don't you? Have you ever seen them? And it is the truth. They, even that kid don't want to get out there. That mom puts that eagle right on its back. We're taking off. And they go. And I'll tell you what. Those little ones, they'll hang on to that parent. They'll hang on. And that mama eagle keeps taking them up and up and up and up and up and up and up. You're built for this, honey. And all your eyes are just like this going, oh, my goodness, I ain't ready for this. And then whew, falls right out from under it. And you've experienced the free fall because I can see your heads going, yeah, I know that. Where you just don't think you can. It's not going to work. But then the glory of the Lord. He puts you in a place where you have nothing else you can do. But just open up. Just open up to him. And then those wings that lift all the beauty of it. And you begin to see the magnificence of what God has done for your life. Now let's listen to the heart after God's very own. He's saying here, because of your grace and mercy, because of your grace and mercy, because of your unconditional love and forgiveness, what he's saying here is, I can't live how I want. Matter of fact, I don't even want to live like that. Matter of fact, it's better than living. It's better than life. It's better than anything I'm in. That I'm really not even in that. I'm just here. But I'm over there. You know how the Lord does that? And he tells you and he assures you. But see, he's saying your loving kindness is better than anything in life. It's everything, and because of it, and I love this, my lips will praise you. You know, I've done some weddings here recently, got another one coming up. And as I just tell that couple, and as the Word of God tells us, love one another. And love the more. And pour on even more love. There's nothing like sincere words that come from the mouth of your lover, your spouse. There isn't. There isn't anything more encouraging. I thank God when you tell me, because in Christ, as we settle down and dwell together, we're dwelling in marriage. I thank the Lord that you know how to tell me you love me. I can't help but tell you I love you. They're not empty words. How could I not? Are you married? If you're married, you can't tell your spouse you love them enough. You can't. Do your lips praise the Lord? Do you tell him, Jesus, oh, I love you? There's times I get on my knees up here and I'm just telling you, I just tell him I love him. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. To where my heart is ready to just... You think he ever gets tired of you telling him he loves you? And you love him? How about I'll sing of the mercies of the Lord forever? You think David, there was something that he was geared on. He loved the grace of God. Now, brethren, we're rich in this mercy. Do you know that? We're rich. And the Lord tells us, if you want to be clothed with all the riches of his glory, and I do believe you want that, because it's not something that you want to be magnified in yourself. You want to please him. And the thing that pleases, and I will say this, the bridegroom, a husband the most, is receiving his wife. And she is clothed with all the riches of his glory, but there's only one reason she is. It's because she's the vessel of mercy. And that's why it's so important to really know and dwell and understand that. And by the grace of God, to be encouraged it, and at every single time we come together. And if you ever hear anything that's contrary to that, don't hear it. Get away from it. As Paul said, I would say the same thing of myself. If I came here and preached any other gospel, let me be accursed. Let me be completely accursed. God, get rid of me. I want to magnify the mercy of the Lord. I want to magnify the grace of God. I want to profess the loving kindness of the Lord. I know that's the effectual working of everything, anything that will ever do or be a benefit to you in heaven. Whether it's faith, right? Whether it's your giving, it says, even in the Word of God, it says, I could give all that I had to the poor, but if I have not love, how much does it profit me? Zero. I could have all the faith. What does it profit me if I don't have love? Zero. I could know all mysteries. I could know Paul's gospel from end to end. I could quote all of the scriptures. I could tell you everything about the bridal message. If I don't have the love of Christ, how much does that profit me? You can act like you're in a marriage going through motions, saints. Don't do that. Not with the Lord. Don't do that. Don't just occupy a pew. Don't just occupy, as you think, a position. By the grace of God, my goodness, Lord, I'm in it. I want to be in it. Amen. I've seen how good you are. I've seen how much you love me. I want to love you like this. I want to love you back. I want to be like David. I want to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. I want to bless him. And how do I bless him? Thy loving kindness is better than life. I don't bless him because I'm diligent. I don't bless him because I'm a minister. I don't bless him because I gave up this or I do that and whatever. we could line up our lives and say, oh, look what I did and look what you did and all of that. God, help us never to do that. I just want to be like that fella that came in there, struck his chest. Lord, just have mercy on me. Oh, my. Now, let's wrap it up. Lord, help us to receive. Really, help us to receive this. If we desire to be at his right hand, it's all going to be mercy and grace. And it's because of the loving kindness and his mercy and grace is why we bless the Lord. And I really was just blessing my heart to think I've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You have too, as a child of God. We've got every blessing. Do you know that? You've got every blessing. You've got every blessing. That's not just something that's said. That's the word of God. And the word of God is true. And it says that you have every single blessing of God. You have it. Not carroted like man does. You've got it. But we bless him. And we bless him by receiving and understanding and knowing and thanking him for all of that grace and mercy and all of those blessings that he has blessed us with. Do you know that we're blessing him right now? Like you can't even imagine. I know that Jesus is standing. I have a vision of him right now. I'm just leaving that alone to me. But he's standing. Now, this love and the love of his grace and mercy is truly what will work effectually in you. And it will work in such a wisdom in your life too. And it'll be a joy. And I really do believe that when this works in you, it surprises you. When the Lord works this in my life, I'm going to tell you something. I know this isn't me. I know this isn't me. I know this is Christ in me. Whether you're shy, whether you're grumpy, whether you're bossy, whether you're a lot of things, when this works in you, you're not you. This is him. And it's not trying to be something else. It's just, it's that light. It's that glory. And I thank the Lord, it's him. And you know it's him. And that's why I do. I often tell Polly, I said, well, honey, we're going here. I have no idea why we're going there. But you know what he's doing again. Or, you know, when you say, I just don't want to go up and talk to that person. No, I really don't want to. Honey, give me 5 minutes. I got to go talk to this person. When the Lord's not surprising you, you're in the way. It's truth. Let him surprise you. Now, because of his love, you know what happens? You even love to serve him. It's the truth, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? Now, get that again. Because of his love, you even love to serve him. And you love to serve him as a spouse. You love to serve him because you know what he wants you to serve him in. That's a jointly reigning. It's in a kingly way. It's in a way, praise God, that you enter in jointly with him. Do you believe God like that? Amen. Oh, yeah. You don't have to be hesitant. Do you know the Lord is for you just as much as he is for me? Do you know, by the grace of God, he's told me today that he'd give me utterance to come to speak his word to you. Do you know that he'll give you utterance to speak his word to whoever you want? It's the truth. If he wills it, let me tell you something. It's powerful. Get into the will of God. It's an amazing thing. It's wonderful to trust him. And you'll never fail. People may look at it and say, oh, that was a disaster. Never is it, John? Is it, John? Never. We don't lose. We already won. We're the elect of God, my brother. My brother. My brother, my sister, go all the way through here. Do you believe him? Do you really believe him? I believe you do. Now, we as Paul, here you go. I'm going to let you in on something, in case you didn't know this. Because of Paul in this gospel, you're a prisoner of Jesus Christ. There's a good part to that, though. I really want you to know this. You're a prisoner of love. And you can't get away. You can't. You can't. We've all devised ways, haven't we? No. No. Mm-mm. And we finally got to the place where, like David, and I love enjoying him with you, you're a wonderful spouse. You're a wonderful spouse. You know, if we're married to him now, we're married to one another. You best know. And if you deny that, you ain't married to him. You got to have me. I got to have you. And I don't think that's how we enter into marriage. Oh, I got to have her. No. My bridegroom loves you. And it's not that I need to love you. I can't help but love you. It comes to that point. We can get a little bit disappointed sometimes. We can get a little bit rubbed. But that love, it covers a multitude of sin. Where all that muck abounded, grace much more abounded. I'm just going to end reading it one more time. Because of thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, as it says in Ecclesiastes, I lift up my heart unto the Lord. I think that you've caused a lot of hearts to be lifted up to you today. Jesus, thank you again for this encouragement because we need it. Thank you, Lord. It's not just a reminder. It's our life. Thank you, Lord, that we have been enjoined in this because we're better than life to you because you gave your life for us. And your loving kindness to us is just more than anything. Lord, touch every life here today. Touch my life even more, Lord God. Whatever cares of this life, whatever distraction, whatever I might be entangled in right now, Lord God, let me just receive. Oh, thy loving kindness is better than life. Now, Lord, we thank you. I believe you've caused a tugging today. It's mighty. Lord, let your people respond. It's always about the response. What will I do now? What will I do? Well, come and pray. Come and worship. Lord, get them up off the pew. Lord, let us fill this altar as only you can. In Jesus' name, let us worship the Lord. Let us lift our voice and let us lift up the name of our Lord Jesus in your precious name. Amen.